This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1904. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded November 14th, Argentina, Australia, Biafra, Canada, Cuba, Japan, Korea North, Kurdistan, Mexico, Nigeria, North America, Norway, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Romania, South Carolina, Tibet, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, checking the WRMI schedule since the time changes in North America, I found this has affected two of the relay broadcasts of Argentina to the world, the one in English. On 9395, which has been at 01 UT, is now shown at 02 for 1 hour, that is Tuesday through Saturday. And the one carried on 9955, where everything shifts 1 UT hour later. Portuguese at 11 UT is now heard starting at 12, and this means it's also in parallel on 9455. All the other RAI relays via WRMI, including English at 07 UT, remain at the same times. That's on 5850 and 7730, Tuesday through Saturday. Aussie Radio, the private shortwave station in Australia, low-powered, is currently active on 5045. Ron Howard in California says, heard November 13th with the strongest signal ever noted here, but unfortunately on a day when there was very heavy over-the-horizon radar interference. This was at 11:33 and at 12:55 UT. He says, without the radar, I believe the news would have been fairly readable, as the Aussie signal was that strong. Mick Delmage in Alberta also reports it November 11th at 15:05, talking about Remembrance Day, followed by rock music, the characteristic Waltzing Matilda interval signal and ID at 15:39. Fair signal, he says. Also noted November 12th at 15:35 with the Bee Gees, More Than a Woman. And even I could detect its just barely audible carrier, November 14th at 12:46 on 5045. Big news this week is the sudden reappearance of Radio Biafra. Representing the breakaway state from Nigeria, they're still hoping for independence like Catalonia and Kurdistan. Good luck with that. I ran across it quite by chance Sunday, November 12th at 1921 on 11530. It was in English and some African language, presumably Igbo, making repeated announcements about their schedule, but no actual programming yet. That is converted to UT at 19 to 20 on 11530, and also in the morning at 05 to 06 UT on 7240 and 11530. It so happens that in HFCC B17, these 3 hours on two frequencies had been reserved for something to Africa by Radio Miami International. 11530 is, in fact, the Okeechobee site, while 7240 is Issoudun, France. When I tried to hear the 05 UT broadcast the next day, all I could get were just barely audible carriers on both frequencies. But on November 13th, the 19 UT broadcast was coming even better than before, with apparently exactly the same announcements over and over. An interesting part of these announcements had something to do with a change of leadership at IPOB, the Independent People of Biafra, the sponsoring organization. By the way, they announced that this program is originating in London. The speaker said that the IPOB have decided to dismiss and remove the director of Radio Biafra and IPOB, a long name I could not copy, but one of his names appeared to sound like NNAMDI. Such a person was listed in last year's World Radio TV Handbook as the director of the station. The speaker with a very heavy accent was saying something about him being accused of leading to the death of many innocent young people and turning IPOB into a money-making machine, citing sums in millions of dollars and pounds sterling. The website listed in the handbook was www.radiobiafra.co, not .com, even though it has nothing to do with Colombia. There's more about this confusing situation there, making me wonder if there has been a coup at IPOB. It claims that the director, Namdi Kanu, has been missing after the military invaded his home, killing everyone in sight. As of November 14th, the WRMI schedules still do not show this broadcast, but there's no doubt that 11:530 is from there, as we heard one of their IDs just before cutting off at 1959 UT. But wait, there is more. My reports led to this response from Antonello Napolitano in Taranto, Italia, of DX Fanzine. He says, "Hi Glenn, it seems that Radio Biafra over WRMI is a black clandestine. According to a friend of mine from Nigeria, who belongs to the Igbo ethnic group and supports IPOB, the news you heard over Radio Biafra that Namdi Kanu has been removed is fake news. She sent me this long comment by a Biafra militant. It is said that the true Radio Biafra is from London, and Radio Biafra International, with its website www.radiobiafrainternational.co, is a fake station." Antonello says, "I'm a little bit confused because, as you reported, the station you heard claimed to be broadcasting from London, and they said people of Biafra have decided to dismiss and remove the director of Radio Biafra and IPOB. According to Biafra militants, that is not true, so we have to assume that a propaganda war is progressing in Nigeria." And then he forwards what his Nigerian friend wrote, which I will attempt to read, more or less all of it, originally all caps. "Attention, please. Biafran should disregard this fake news going around the social media, alleging that our great leader, Mazi Namdi Kanu, has been sacked. This fake news from Pit of Hell said that it was announced in Radio Biafra." Which radio? The fake Radio Biafra International. Biafra has only one true radio, which is Radio Biafra London. Other ones are fake. And any news not from Radio Biafra London is fake. As simple as that. I want to make it abundant clear here to all my fellow Biafrans, our leader, Mazi Namdi, has never been sacked or replaced by anybody. They said one imbecile with the name Ezenwachukwu Ukwudili has replaced him. Ha ha ha, very pathetic. One will ask, where is this fool with the name since when are fighting for this course? Nobody knows. IPOB is still under the mentorship and command of our great leader, Mazi Namdi Kanu, till tomorrow. We will fight with him till our last breath. All we know is that army took him away on 14 September when they invaded his hometown and killed 28 Biafrans there. Since then, we have not heard from our leader. We are telling the Nigeria military to release our leader as soon as possible. Meanwhile, we have come to understand that those forefront in spreading this fake news is the fake Radio Biafra International, RBI, owned by sacked IPO of DOS, Clifford Irwanya, and their devilish partners in crime. They are also behind the lying media body known as Soldiers of Justice, SOJ. We ask every real Biafran to remain resolute, because at the end, light overtake darkness. Nevertheless, the brown envelope media personnel behind Daily Post News has joined these shenanigans set of people to tarnish the good image of IPOB under our great leader, Mazi Namdi Kanu. But the end, we always win. We must continue." Unquote. Sheldon Harvey tells us that his international radio report on CKUT-FM Montreal has a special 30th anniversary one-hour broadcast Sunday morning, November 19th. It's on 90.3 FM, but also streamed via www.ckut.ca, and then it will be available on the CKUT archives. The time is 15:30 to 16:30 UT on November 19th. Our congratulations on the 30th anniversary of another media program. I keep checking Radio Havana Cuba frequencies as they're supposed to go into their new delayed B-17 schedule on November 12th. Oops, make that November 14th. Says Arnie Coro to Wolfgang Büschel, another slight delay, but finally on the 14th, I was hearing some of the changed frequencies, such as in the morning Spanish on 11650 and 11950. And after 07UT, 6165 had finally been reactivated, but it was in Spanish instead of scheduled English. Something is always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, but the evening English broadcasts to North America are now supposed to run from 02 until 08UT on 6000 and 6165, and after 06 instead of 05, adding 6060 and 6100. Also on 5040 for 1 hour at 06 to 07. And we'll also at midnight to 01, when it's supposed to be parallel to the new frequency of 9720. Quite unrelated to seasonal changes is the terrible transmitter on 15370 in Spanish in the mornings. It sounds all right on its own frequency, but it's putting out multiple filthy spur blobs across the 19-meter band. I found these around 14 or 15 UT on November 6th, 13th, and 14th at least. At one time, they were spaced at about 62 kilohertz intervals, but that varies somewhat, which changes the frequencies more and more as you go down below 15,000 and as high as 15771. The closer ones to 15370, of course, are much stronger. And all of these have the potential of interfering with legitimate stations on the 19-meter band. Eike Bierwert in Germany says, I found a note from radio.chibo.net on radionikkei.jp that some Radio Nikkei Japan shortwave frequencies will be temporarily off the air for maintenance in November and December. Here are the details. Radio Nikkei 1 on 3925, every Monday to Friday in December, 9595 likewise in November. 3925 from the Nemuro site at 1650 to midnight and 7 to 8 local time, or 750 to 15 and 22 to 23 UT, will be off every Monday to Friday in November. However, the main 392 outlet from the Chiba site is not affected. Is that clear? And for Radio Nikkei 2, 3945, every Monday to Friday in November and December at 23 to 10 UT, and 9760 every Monday to Friday in November and December at 23 to 08 UT. However, operations on the 6 MHz band and on the weekends continue as usual. That means number 1 on 6055 and number 2 on 6115. Ivo Ivanov reports, some new transmission in Korean believed to be clandestine, observed November 8th, between 13 and 14 UT on 9980. He thinks the name could be Radio Pyaon, P-Y-A, capital O-N. That was November 8th, but November 9th there was no signal when checking 13 to 14 on 9980. There was, however, weak dead air for the first 5 minutes. This had also been reported by IBB monitoring November 7th between 12 and 14 UT, also on November 8th. No further details yet. Of course, that frequency will be blocked in North America by WWCR with Brother Scare. Via Wolfgang Bilschel's BCDX Top News, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria reports, November 7th at 1950 UT, he was hearing Radio Yadenge Kurdistanye in Kurdish on medium wave 1395 kHz, which points to the Armenian site, parallel to shortwave 6155 and 7320. But after 1957, 6155 was buried under China in Russian. Wolfgang himself checked this November 8th and was hearing 7320 with the Kurdistan programming ending at 2000 at 2010 only on 6155 using remote receivers, but not too much interference from China in Russian. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1904. Also bringing you worldofradio.com, all non-commercial. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve Zimmerman in Wisconsin, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Via ABDX, here's an update from Tim Hall in California on the progress of Mexican migration of AM stations to FM. He's attempting to find out the status of every Mexican AM station through Facebook chats, web stream monitoring, sending messages via contact us sections of web pages, etc. Out of roughly 952 stations, he says, my research leads me to believe that there are 374, 39%, I'm pretty confident, are still active on AM. 12, 1% that I think may still be active on AM, but I need more evidence. 31, 3% that I think are off AM, but I need more evidence. And, get this, 535, or 56%, that I'm pretty confident have left AM. So probably almost 60% of Mexican AM stations are gone. November 11th at 2246, I was getting a fair signal, off frequency but little modulation, varying around 6089.89. At 2250, it was louder during some wailing music, but suppressed and distorted, which I compressed to subtorted. And as I was listening, it varied up to 6089.93. It probably went off around 2300. I missed the sign-off, but all these factors, being off frequency to the low side, the distortion, and the timing, all point to FRCN Kaduna, Nigeria, the regional station which has been reported recently more often in its mornings. Anyhow, there's no Anguillan in the way. I was left with a barely audible carrier on exactly 6090, probably from China. It seems that the Antichrist pirate somewhere in western North America, station YHWH, is gone again. Either that or he's changed frequency. No one has yet found. He had been quite reliable on 7470 almost every evening around 02 UT. But there's been no sign of him reported by me or anyone else that I am aware of since October 14th, when Rick Barton in Arizona heard them. I last heard him on October 11th. McDelmage in Alberta reports hearing Norway on longwave, 153 kHz, NRK, Program 1, called Rock Radio, at 0420 UT, November 12th. They were playing pop songs by the Eagles and Elton John. Few breaks until 0455, when a woman was giving the weather in Norwegian. At 0500, an interval signal of three tones and an announcement. Fair reception, he says, the only longwave station heard that night. And they also hung in for hours. It's listed as a 100 kilowatt transmitter. Oklahoman on, quite by chance, I ran across James Branham with his broad spectrum radio program back on the air, because I happened to be awake as late as 0730 UT, Monday, November 13th, when two very strong WRMI frequencies were carrying him, 7730 and 5850, instead of the program still shown on their schedule as another repeat of Your Weekend Radio. James was talking about relief aid to Puerto Rico in the form of AM-FM shortwave radios, batteries, and fans. At 7:42, he went on to his next subject, a memorial tribute to a friend and used bookstore owner in Oklahoma City, Kelly Anthony Hayes, who was murdered on September 14th. James used to give us advance notice of his shortwave broadcast plans, but nothing had been received, so I then checked the website and found out the scheduling. It's broadspectrumradio.com. This was the first of a new series of broadcasts, and in fact, the only times on WRMI are 07 to 08 UT in the middle of the night on Mondays, as I had run across him. But also on WBCQ, Saturdays at 04 to 05 UT, 7490. And on channel 292 in Germany, 6070, Saturday at 16 to 17 UT. We'll believe it when something actually happens, but here's a startling headline. shortwave coming to all 22 provinces of Papua New Guinea. There's a story in the postcourier.com, forwarded by Ron Howard and Mike Cooper, which says in part, "I want to go shortwave. We want to bring back to all the provinces, capitals in Papua New Guinea, through National Broadcasting Corporation, so that people in the mountains can have access to communication." This is according to someone called Mr. Basil. And in fact, there are 22 provinces, and only one or two still have any shortwave stations. For the comments of the Minister for Communication, Information Technology and Energy, Sam Basil, B-A-S-I-L. He said most of the stations currently using FM face the problem of signal loss in rural settings, only powered by repeaters, and could not penetrate when they meet obstacles. He said to achieve this, he will need the assistance of each local provincial prime minister. Although you could have inferred it, I think I may not have made clear that the VOA Korean Spurs I was talking about last week on 9879 and 9721 coming from the 9800 transmitter originated at the Tanang, Philippines site. I keep checking 5980 for Radio Romania International. The English broadcast at 23 UT, as I mentioned before, has been showing up in the DRM mode most of the time, but not all of the time. Sometimes it's in AM as supposedly scheduled. In any event, I'm no longer able to hear Radio Chasky Peru because of all this interference, if it's still on the air on 5980, until sign-off varying a little bit later every day after 2330. But about Romania, it seems they are getting more and more slipshod in their operations, not only about this, but some other transmissions not running as scheduled. They're uncertain whether to run this hour in AM or DRM or both. I wonder if they have a morale problem, perhaps leading up to the abolition of shortwave, as they were expecting to happen in the near future. With Brother Astaire, you can never be certain something you're hearing him say is very new or very old, although you might have some idea if his voice sounds much younger. But he has been including this segment on his broadcasts lately, such as November 12th at 13:33 on 11825. He was saying that he is deciding on 2018 broadcast contracts in the next 8 to 10 days and may go off the air at the end of the year, according to God's will. No doubt that will depend on how many millions of dollars he can now raise from his sycophants. Or extend it just a little bit longer, he says. The last days are always just around the corner. While he, and this is a quote, lays the groundwork for my final demise. Here's another report, probably about the same announcement, via Craig Halpert, via Christoph Ratzer, via Kai Ludwig. Today's revelation from Bro Stare. The broadcast will come to an end in December. He asks everyone to pray that the Lord call him home in the next 6 to 8 days as he makes arrangements for his final placement. This is, of course, subject to change if some kind benefactor will donate $1 or maybe $10 million, so he may go on a little longer. According to Stare, he hasn't reserved any transmitter time for 2018. Stare has really been hitting his pending demise in the last week. Maybe he's on to something. Since the scheduling changes from day to day from Voice of Tibet, the clandestine from Tajikistan, I hesitate to take time like I did last week to give any details, but there has been another significant development according to Ivo Ivanov. They've shown up on some new frequencies on the 9 megahertz band between 13 and 14 UT, 9895 or 9898, switching back and forth, he says, as of November 8th. But on November 14th, there was another one, 9903, instead of 9898. And in reporting on New Zealand's use of 7355, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria complains that there's co-channel interference from the Turkish Civil Defense Network on 7355 USB. This is between the hours of 12:59 and 16:50, causing great excitement among the UK anorak community, where tests from Radio Caroline on its new frequency, formerly used by BBC, 648 kHz. The British DX Club, first reported by John Hode in Kent, November 11th at 10:45 UT with a test tone, and then by Nick Rank in Buxton with continuous oldies at 11:41. The site this is coming from was not too clear. Dan Goldfarb at Medium Wave Mast says there was supposed construction of a new site at Stoneham Aspel near Stowmarket in Suffolk. This now appears to have been abandoned as a plan. The conclusion is that it is in fact using a reserve monopole at Orford Ness, a 1 kilowatt transmitter, but it's reaching well into Western Europe due to its position right next to the North Sea. Mike Terry says they got over 500 reception reports, but Alan Pennington says the test finished at 12:03 UT Monday, November 13th. From my monitoring and then checking the schedules, the only hour left from VOA Greenville in English is 21 UT on 15580 during this season. Fortunately, that does include music time in Africa on Fridays, but that is a time that Heather Maxwell does not announce. She's apparently been unaware of it for years. There are a couple of other times when you might hear the program when 15580 is coming out of Botswana, Saturday at 15 and at 20 UT, as reported by Mark Cody in Ontario. In the MARE tip sheet, Ken Zicke in Michigan finds another good hour to hear VOA English to Africa when it's via Saint-Thomé, starting at 03 UT on 6080 with a stellar signal past 0400. World of Radio has a new affiliate starting this month, WCSQLP 105.9 FM in Cobleskill, New York, which is between Schenectady and Oneonta. It's Mondays at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, UT Tuesdays 04:30. Our thanks to Michael Nevradakis for arranging this. By the way, he also says he has a Greek radio site, www.media.net.gr, and he's published an academic paper about DXing and the DXing community. It was in the Journal of Radio and Audio Studies in 2012 based on his experience interacting with members of the community. As I hope you may already be hearing, I'm producing this World of Radio a bit earlier, hoping to have it done in time to make the first broadcast on WRMI Tuesday, November 14th at 20:30 UT, when they've been carrying World Radio on three frequencies, 11580, 9455, and 7780. And then it's repeated 1 hour later on 9455 only, 21:30 UT Tuesdays. Check out our fully updated schedule, including all our affiliates, not just shortwave, at worldofradio.com/radiofkd.html. Unfortunately, our almost daily broadcast on WBCQ 9330 variable has been very hard to hear lately, now that it's 1 hour later by UT at midnight 30, except on Saturdays at 22:30. Suggests it would be a very good idea to move all the 9330 programming to 3265 for the winter. It's made its move to 90 meters, 3215, replacing 5050 on its very limited schedule, heard UT Sunday, November 12th at midnight 49. If they have nothing to say after 0200, they won't need to use 3195. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor geomagnetic storms likely, November 20th to 22nd, with AM canopies peaking at 20 and 5, and G2 moderate storm levels, December 4th to 7th, peaking at 40 and 6. Solar flux peaking at 75, November 20th to 27th, and then dropping down to 68 by December 5th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1904.